Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Library of Ever by Zeno Alexander. Narrated by Emily Lawrence. Chapter 1. Lenora Arrives. Lenora was wretchedly unhappy. She was wretchedly unhappy despite the fact that she was lounging in the back of a giant limousine, so wretchedly unhappy that she had thrown herself across an entire leather seat and was kicking away at one of the doors. She was wretchedly unhappy despite having incredibly rich parents and an inattentive nanny, despite everything. They'd stuck her with this nanny while they were gone. Normally, an inattentive nanny would be wonderful. But this nanny insisted on dragging Lenora all over the city in her parents' limo so the nanny could see her friends and shop and do every boring thing an adult could possibly want to do. Lenora had to go along for all of it, and she was bored, bored, bored. She tried everything to make it an interesting summer. "Look!" she'd said to her mother, who was selecting her most glamorous dresses for the trip Lenora wasn't going on. "The planetarium is hiring an assistant. I could apply."
"Nonsense, Lenora," her mother had said.
"But why not? I love the stars." And she did, even though she could hardly see them, living in the big, bright city her entire life. "How about this? The art museum is hiring a tour guide."
"Ridiculous.
And the zoo's big cat exhibit is hiring someone to feed the tigers."